Hey, y'all, we've got a special episode of the Late Night Vision Show. Episode 315 will go down as one that you remember for a long time to come. I think at least till next episode comes out, 316, we hope. But anyway, hey, I've got a bone to pick before Jason introduces our guest that y'all can clearly see on your screen. Jason shows up to the show today in a collared shirt. We're usually in t-shirts, and he wears a collared shirt. So then I feel like I got to wear a collared shirt. So we're way overdressed, I feel like. Our guest, who we know very well, is he's always dressed nice. But anyway, we are dressed up, looking good, hopefully sounding good. Jason, who do we got today?
Well, man, you're putting me on the spot here.
I know. I'm not happy about wearing a collared shirt today when we're using our t-shirts, but I feel like
I'll
had
say
to.
This. I had to go award a scholarship to a very worthy senior today for Nacogdoches County Farm Bureau. And I show up and Hans sees me. He's like, "Oh my gosh, you've got on a collared shirt. You going to church?" I'm like, yeah. No.
I had to go dust my collared shirt off. So go ahead.
All right. Guys, we have a great show. We're going to get right into it. And in the past, we have had, well, let me just say this. We have got a guest from IRAY USA, InfraRay Outdoor, with us today. And in the past, we have had Mr. Casey Cochran, can't even say his name. He is the sales director at IRAY USA. Good friend of ours, good friend of the show. But this time, they brought out the big guns. We've got, the real man is in the house today. I hope Casey's watching this.
I know. So,
no, we've got Mr. Nathan Wood. Nathan is the territory rep for IRAY USA for all of Texas and Oklahoma, two of the biggest states for night hunting in the country. This man knows all about night hunting. He is a really cool dude, a friend of ours. Nathan, glad to have you on the show for the first time. Welcome.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I'm glad to finally be here. I get to watch Casey's all the time, and I finally, I think, talked him into letting me jump on here. So it's a long time coming. Glad to finally be here and ready to talk about some scopes with you guys.
Well, we're going to see how this goes. So if we never see Nathan again, then we're probably going to know what, Casey thought of the show. But
I doubt this is going to be your last podcast, but maybe Casey's going to start judging and doing your performance reviews, your reviews based on how you perform with podcasts. So this might go down as whether you're going to get that nice bonus or not. I hate to say that.
Yeah, it might get brought up in the monthly sales meeting. So
yeah,
there you go.
Another matrix on the list there of things to do. So
right, that's right. Well, guys, real quick, I want to say this. What I want you to stay tuned for is there's going to be some new product announcement on the show. We're going to get to that here in just a few minutes. There's some really, really big news that I think everybody's going to want to hear. It's already been teased, so there's a lot of you already know what it is, and you're just sitting here with bated breath ready for it. But I do think, there's a lot going on at InfraRay Outdoor right now. I think there's some other stuff we need to talk about. Don't you agree, Hans?
Absolutely. So, and I'm glad, Nathan, again, thank you for being on the show. And Nathan is a big-time night hunter, predator hunter, hog hunter, gets in the local tournaments. I know you make the rounds, and it's good to have you here. Anyway, so, yes, SHOT Show 2024 was a big show for InfraRay Outdoor, IRAY USA. I remember being on the floor at the show, and Casey was on. We had our before the SHOT Show interviews, and Casey was on one of the shows and announced a lot of new products. And I remember being on the floor and us getting orders and pre-orders for these new scopes before they were even released. So, this has been all the companies have really stepped up their game. InfraRay Outdoor included. The competition is very steep. Everybody's coming out with great stuff. InfraRay Outdoor is definitely on the top of the list of that as well. I'm going to say this. It must be nice to go from people not knowing IRAY USA 4 years ago, new company coming on the scene, who is this company, to now people pre-ordering scopes without even seeing the scope off of just numbers on a sheet of paper. And that's got to be a great feeling for you and for the company, Nathan.
Oh, it's unreal. I mean, just from starting here till now, you know, taking into, you know, account like the phone calls, you know, calling a dealer, you know, reaching out of, you know, a year or two ago, not knowing who we were till now you finally decide to call, you know, and I'm like, you know, it's an awesome feeling. It really is. And it's just, things are constantly changing, and not just with us, but with everybody. There's, like you said, Hans, there's some awesome product out there, which, you know, in turns makes every company have to step their game up as well, because on a competitive standpoint, you know, if we're not doing it, the competition is.
Absolutely.
So it's, you have to stay on top of it.
And I will say, InfraRay Outdoor does not give the competition a lot of breathing room. So let's talk about, you've got the Hybrid 75 that came out at the beginning of the year, the RH50R. I mean, these are incredibly popular scopes, you know, with the Hybrid 75 being a 4-power 640 resolution long range shooting thermal scope, the RH50R with, you know, the built-in laser rangefinder and 640 resolution and the big display for the, you know, the great price point at $5,500. You got the finder, the 640 resolution finder at $2,500 with the built-in laser rangefinder. These are wildly popular models that are hard to even keep in stock. And I mean, and so you decide after that, did I miss anything other than that? The Hybrid 75?
Yeah, you did. You did. The one that always gets forgotten, and it's the best value of any, the RH50 V2.
We did on it, a most overlooked scope, and I've overlooked it.
Exactly. You said it has the most underrated, and it is. It's a fantastic value at the $47.99 price point, and it's unbelievable. Yeah. So y'all had a big SHOT Show with, you know, a 4-power 640 long range. I'm going to go ahead and say this. We don't say this very often, but we said it on the review, so we'll say it again here today. That Hybrid 75 currently, right now, May of 2024, is the best long range thermal optic on the market. I mean, okay, it's just, there's just not anything with that 4-power 640 laser range finder that's going to compare for the guy who really, really, really wants long range. So you've got that. Again, we've got the RH50R with the laser rangefinder. All this awesome stuff, good pricing. And I know this has already been teased out there, but I mean, come on. You're going to come in here and you're going to show all that up and you're going to come out with something even better?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I mean, like you said, you hit it right on the head. I mean, the SHOT Show, I think we're all still somewhat recovering from. I mean, it was a big show. It was a very big show. And it's, you know, from the finder all the way up to that Hybrid 75, you know, it's some of the best bang for your bucks out there. I personally think, you know, just with being able to shoot 600-700 yards at night, which, you know, 3, 4, 5 years ago, that was unheard of, because that pig may have been a cow or a deer, you know. Things have changed. We've all learned the hard way, some way, shape, or form. So it's you hit it right on the head. It's been a crazy last couple of months coming back from that and just seeing how the market responded to everything that we did release.
All right, so let's go ahead and get right into it, Nathan. I think the audience wants it. What is this right here? I got to show this thing while you're talking. What is this?
Sir, that is the TX60C. That is the 1024 by 1024 bolt base 3-powered scope. I have gotten to play with it a little bit, and every time I pick the unit up, I am just blown away by the image quality. With the base magnification of 3, you know, it was kind of a predecessor of 3 other scopes, being the TL35, the TH50C, both very popular scopes, and then our 1280. We had a lot of people love the 1280, but wanted that same picture quality in a higher base magnification. So We took things back to the drawing board, and you know, with sensors, a lot of people know that, you know, having something that clear with a higher base mag equals a large objective lens, and absolutely, that's what we were trying to avoid here. So with that, we took the traditional bolt style, traditional rifle scope style look, and added a 60 millimeter objective lens with the 1024 by 1024 sensor with a base mag of 3. And it, again, I can't get enough of this scope. I haven't got a chance to go pull the trigger on something with it yet, but I am itching at the bits to get out there and play with this thing. The backyard does not give it justice.
Right. Well, so I'll say this. Correct me if I'm wrong, Jason. The highest base magnification of any optic over 640 resolution right now, including the RS75, which is a two-power base at 1280 resolution. So this being a three-power base magnification at 1024, true 1024 by 1024 resolution. A couple differences between this and the Bolt TH50. This does take an 18650 rechargeable battery right out of the box. I know in the past, you know, with the TH50, you had to put a converter kit, you know, converter cap on it. This takes an 18650 button top 18650 battery. It does come with two batteries. It's got this nice little focus lever adjustment here where you just use your thumb or finger to focus the objective lens, and it folds in and out really quickly. Really like that. We're going to show some videos while we're talking, Nathan, because I have taken it out and gotten some good videos. This has taken down a pig. So this scope is definitely used and broken in. And we always like when we get scopes early on, but y'all taking it out, you're seeing the videos, it's legit. I mean, for you to get a beyond 640 resolution optic, 1024 resolution optic, and a three power base magnification, this is a magnification, y'all, that could be used in a lot of different applications. Of course, when you hear three power, Jason, coyote hunter's like, oh, what did I hear? What was that? Three power? Yeah, 1024. Oh, yeah, yeah. But three power is getting even more widely accepted in the southern hog hunter market as well. Because think about it, Nathan, when we go out and shoot a pig, or if we're going out to shoot pigs, if we see a coyote show up, aren't we like instantly coyote hunters? And vice versa.
He's getting it. Whatever comes out,
well, that's what we're hunting. So three power is just a great all-around magnification level to do really anything you want to do. But our experience in just using it, you know, I've had this unit for a little over a week now, and lucky to get it for a little over a week. But man, the picture image is what you would think a 1024 resolution should be. Looks fantastic at night.
Okay. So guys, I'm sitting over here and I'm trying to put myself in the seat of our viewers and our listeners. And there's one major glaring thing that we've left out of this so far in this 5-minute discussion about this 1024 unit is, I know there's guys sitting there going, okay, well, the 1280 is a two power and it's currently sitting at about $16,000. And so this is a 1024 and it's a three power. So how bad is this going to be? I mean, am I going to have to go, you know, put one of my kids up for collateral at the bank? What have I got to do? Nathan, give us the price. And I'm just going to say this. I think everybody needs to be sitting down for this price.
Yes, sir. $69.99 for the price of this unit.
$69.99. That is fantastic.
$69.99.
You know, I thought you were going to say like $16,000 because the RS75 came out at 18. So when Jason said you need to be sitting down for this, it got me really nervous. I didn't know what. No, $69.99, right at $7,000, y'all. And I don't want to overlook the fact it does take. I didn't have it on there. I just took it off for the show. It does take the Bluetooth laser rangefinder. That doesn't come with it. You got to purchase that additional, but it does work with the scope. as well. It does have ballistics calculator inside as well. So onboard ballistics calculator does come with the QD mount. Very good QD mount. Does work, does hold zero very, very well. As you can see, I've already sighted it in. I've taken it off. I've used it with it on and off. Works very well. And comes with a nice case, just like all the InfraRay outdoor stuff always comes with a very nice presentation. The scope that we're going to be talking about next, Jason's like, man, this box is like really nice. It comes with all this nice stuff that I won't ever need. But that's one thing you can always count on with InfraRay Outdoors. They don't overlook the small stuff. I think that's what you look. I mean, there's always improvements, but they don't overlook all the small things like packaging and what comes
right
with it. So accessories. Yeah.
You gotta get the small things right before we can really focus on the big things. And given the consumer the availability to kind of customize, you know, the way he wants to run that unit is huge. You're spending, you know, thousands of dollars for one of these units. You want it to be able to work for anyone and everyone.
Right. No, exactly right.
So one more important thing. All right. So we know that it's an HD unit. It's 1024 by 1024. So a true HD unit. 3 power base mag. We said that it's going to be basically $7,000, all the good stuff. But what everybody's going to ask now is, okay, I want one. How soon can I go get one of these? Realistically, when are you hoping to be able to have these in, you know, on the shelf in dealers' hands?
By the end of the month. That's the plan. Going forward with, not just this product, but all of our product, our plan is to have product on hand, ready to rock prior to the release date. So we're looking at it having it on the shelf for dealers by end of month, May.
Perfect. All right. May 2024, guys. We would expect to have these, you know, right here, Outdoor Legacy. Hope to have these on the shelf by then, if not sooner. So if you're interested in one of these, hit us up or your local dealer, and they are going to be on the shelves soon, and we cannot wait.
I've got a big prediction. I feel like the used thermal market is about to explode. There's going to be so many people selling their scopes to get this scope. Exactly. It's going to make the used market even more busy than it even is.
But yeah, exactly.
It's going to explode.
All right. So listen. Let's talk about another scope. You got another optic that y'all are announcing this week. And this one is going to win the award for the coolest looking unit. I'm going to go ahead and hold it up. Okay. So if you're looking at this, I know there's some of you that go, yeah. That's that hybrid 75. Y'all talked about that thing a while ago, announced it at SHOT Show. It's out there. No, this is not the hybrid 75, but it is a hybrid. It is really, really cool. I love this, I don't know, I call it Coyote Tan, whatever you call it, desert something, whatever, but it's Cerakoted. This is a hybrid, but it's not the hybrid 75. It's not the hybrid 5640. Tell us what this unit is, Nathan.
So that is the hybrid 384 by 288 with a 90 hertz refresh rate. So it does have the 50 millimeter objective lens on it, but the biggest differences with this unit, one being the sensor itself, the 384 by 288, and then the 90 hertz refresh rate, which just like the 1024, this is new. This is new to us. This is new to the market. You know, your average thermal scopes out there are looking at anywhere from 40 to now 60 hertz of refresh rate. So we said, watch this. Let's do a 90 hertz. Let's see how this does. And so that's what the hybrid is. It's a, like I said, 50 millimeter objective lens, 384 image, with a base mag of 3 with a 90 hertz refresh rate.
So the 90 hertz refresh rate, I know there's some people that are kind of like, okay, that sounds cool. What is 90? So the refresh rate essentially is how many times that thermal sensor is flashing the image on the display per second. So if it's 60 or 50 or 60, whatever, it's flashing that image up repeatedly. It's like if you watch a TV screen, like the old TV or a computer monitor, like on a, you know, on the news or something, somebody filmed it, you can see it going. That's what you're starting to see there. And those are a much slower display rate. So again, that's what it is. And where this can really come into play, I think that it's something that you would be able to probably notice, is if you're driving down the road and you stick a thermal scope out your truck window, you're driving 70, you know, your buddy's driving and you're hanging out the window looking and you're looking straight over here to the side, you start getting this chop, or you're seeing things that back there, you know, they just happened because you're driving so fast. Same thing, like you're in a helicopter, hog hunting up there, same thing. You're moving quick. That's when you'll really start seeing that chop. Again, since I've gotten this a few days ago, I have not yet to be in a helicopter. I have not been driving down the road 70, hanging out the window. Didn't have anybody to drive for me, so I didn't think I'd be safe to. But yeah, but that's where, I mean, I'm just naming one kind of an extreme example, but that's where you're going to see that, because I know there was a time period back, you know, well, I'm going to say 10 years ago, but it was actually less, where everything was 25 and 30 hertz refresh rate. Mm-hmm. And just moving this side to side, sometimes you could see it. If you got any sort of, like, you know, riding on your buggy or your truck, whatever, it would just be like boop, boop, boop. I mean, it was really, it could not keep up. And the 50 and 60 hertz that most optics now are kind of, you know, we've kind of gotten past that. But this is, again, it's the first step we have seen in any optic since the industry moved to 50 and 60 hertz. I'm going to say 5, 6, 7 years ago, it's just been dead. And now this is a big step. And it's not like, oh, we went to 65 hertz. No, it's a leapfrog. We went to 90. Yeah. So that is really cool.
And another, you know, way that you'll see a huge difference too is follow-up shots, you know, whether it's on a coyote or whether it's on a pig, those running shots, you know, putting that lead on them that we're so used to putting on with a, you know, a 40 to 60 hertz unit, that's going to really cut down that lead that you're having to put on that animal. It's on top of it.
Yeah. So
Nathan's like, what are you talking about? I don't have, when I shoot them the first time they go down, I don't have to do no running shots. What are you talking about? Yeah. Man, ain't no running shots. my animals don't run.
So tell us what the price and availability of this unit's going to be as well.
Yep. So the same thing with that unit is the TX60C. We're looking at having those on the customer shelves by the end of May. Price is going to be $37.99. on that unit. So you're getting, if everyone's familiar with our other hybrid series being the 75 and the 50, you're getting a lot of the same features in that unit. One neat thing that I do really like about it is just because the unit is a 90 hertz unit, say it's into the night or into the early morning and you're starting to cut down on a little battery life, not that it's going to be that big of an issue, because that unit, you're going to get upwards to, you know, depending on how you're using that unit, but 9-10 hours out of that battery. But what you're looking at is being able to switch from a 90 hertz refresh rate to a 50 hertz refresh rate, which Intel is going to give you longer battery life.
That's really cool. So a couple of quick things I'm just going to point out. I think y'all saw me probably fiddling with this thing, you know, fully removable, rechargeable, replaceable battery right here. Mm-hmm. It does come with this full size mount right here. This is a quick detach mount. And one other thing that you can do in the box, there's the option to not use this mount, and you can use the standard, you know, American Defense RQD mount that IRA USA has made for this unit. So you can actually just take this off, puts a little plate on the bottom where you can put your screws. So you can use that small little RQD mount if that's something that you want to do. It does allow you to use laser range finder that works for the hybrid. So you can use that. We'll have, and I'm saying all this, Nathan, if I say something wrong, you like pipe up. We'll have the ballistic calculator as well in it. I mean, it's the full meal deal. I mean, this is the real deal. And, you know, they call it a hybrid. It could, in theory, be used as a clip-on if that was something you wanted to do. You know, you need a really long rail to be able to do it. It's, you know, I don't know, it's something that a lot of people are going to do, but that is an option out there if you wanted to do it. So a lot going on, as Nathan said, basically all the same features that you're going to have in the hybrid 50 and hybrid 75, 640s. But this is going to be the only one to date with the 90 Hertz, you know, refresh rate. And I should mention the laser rangefinder is an additional accessory that you can, you know, purchase and add on. It's not going to come with it at that $37.99 price, correct?
So it will not be coming with it, but, you know, it can be an added on accessory as well.
Perfect.
Right.
Very good.
All right, man. I tell you, we got two big scope announcements today. I'll go over it again. We got the TX60 1024 by 1024 HD 3 power bolt series scope, TX60 for $69.99, right at $7,000. Nathan, fantastic release there. And then, as you just said, the hybrid, that is the 90 Hertz hybrid 384 resolution for $37.99. Man, two big drops today. There's nothing better than dropping scopes right before summertime, people getting ready for fall, getting their stuff tuned up and ready to go. Is there anything else that we need to talk about today before we let you off? You got any other news?
Swinging it back to the TX60C, something I failed to mention was, like the TH50C, the ocular image, the mm-hmm. circular image mm-hmm. inside that unit will have that as well. Yeah. I know that is a fan favorite of being able to use the entire screen. So I just wanted to make sure I touched on that, as well as having the large 2560 by 2560 display screen as well.
Yeah.
So the image is up in your face, which I personally like. Yeah. I don't like, you know, trying to fiddle back and forth. Finding that perfect eye relief spot, you get into that unit and you're good to go.
So for people wanting to find out more information about Infrared Outdoor Products, Nathan, where should we point them to go?
Yeah, irayusa.com.
irayusa.com. You heard it.
Guys, this is a big announcement. We want to say thank you. Thank you to Nathan, number one, for coming on the show. Thank you to all the guys at irayusa for what you do. Thank you for coming on the Late Night Vision show and making this announcement here. We're honored. We're very, very thankful that you chose to come here. We're always excited. There's one thing that I think any of our listeners on the Late Night Vision show know, is that Hans and I love nothing more than new scopes, new toys. Mm-hmm. We really, really do. We like getting out there and playing with them. And it's really cool when you've got the years of experience that we do of seeing this progression. I mean, talking about these 25 and 30 Hertz units, and as we've just done it so long that to us, it's not just another new cool toy. It's a step forward in the technology in the industry. And we talked about this early on, and I think we'll circle back here, is there's so much good competition in the market right now, and that is what is pushing every manufacturer to come in here and do the best. And I mean, y'all are coming in and saying, okay, we want to be the first. We want to have this 3-power 1024. We want a 1024 by 1024. We want this 90 Hertz. You know? So I like that. I like to see where this is going. And I'm just going to tell you, this is going to force the competition to reevaluate. And, you know, they may come in a year and do something different, leapfrog y'all. But I think it's for the person who wins in all this is the consumer, because this stuff is getting more and more affordable. I mean, here we are talking about wrong scope. Hans has got it. We're talking about an HD 1024 3-power unit. All of this, all the features, all the bells, all the whistles, for basically $7,000. And I know there's guys going, $7,000. Listen, the first one of these was 18 grand when it came out. Okay. Yeah. 7,000 is dirt cheap if there's such a thing. So anyway, I just want to say that I really love where it's going. I really like where IRA USA and InfraRay Outdoor have teamed up and really, you know, pushing the ball down the field.
All right.
100%.
Nathan, we appreciate you being on the show. Anytime you want to break any news, anytime you just want to pop on, anytime, we'd love to have you on. And you did good. We'll report back to Casey that
you did good. I was anxious to see the overview, how it went.
No pink slip this Friday.
No, not at all.
Hopefully not. Yes. Sure.
So,
well, thank you both again. Yes, yeah. Thank you for having me. This was a blast. Hopefully, there's more to come. You know, I think we're just getting started on the changing things, as in the new releases, the first. It's an awesome place to be, and it's an exciting place to be, not just for us but for the consumers as well.
Absolutely. Right. So, Nathan, thank you. And for the audience, thank you for joining us. Hopefully that you see this as a place to come every week and find out new information about scopes, whether it's breaking news, reviews, topic shows like hog hunting, predator hunting, night hunting, anything related to that. But we strive really to bring you all the breaking news in the night vision and thermal world as soon as we possibly can. And that's why we love having these manufacturer shows, and we look forward to bringing you many, many more. Tune in next Thursday for episode 316. And Jason, this is going on, I think this month marks our sixth year anniversary of the show. I think we started it in May 2018. I might be wrong on that, don't check me, but 6 years, man. It's been great. Sometimes I think we got it figured out, and then sometimes I feel like this is episode number two.
I don't.
We will see y'all very soon. The Late Night Vision Show. Y'all take care.